SBS کوردی روجنینی ششه وار روجن یک شمه دو دنیورو یان گهلدانا بریا اینترنت دما دخوازی.
Settlement Services International Community Engagement Coordinator in Armidale, Samantha Ayres, welcome to SBS Kurdish program. Samantha, we'd like to begin with the opening of the new SSI office in Armidale. What is the reason behind opening a new office there?
Well, SSI has been accepted to deliver the HSP program, the Humanitarian Settlement Program, to Armidale. And so the new office was to provide an opportunity to connect with the community as a new service to the area. It was actually really an exciting event. We had a lot of people from local services present, the community, volunteers and local politicians as well. So for us, it was an important phase for local community coming together to meet and be a part of the settlement process.
A number of refugees have arrived or have settled in Armidale. Could you kindly tell us how many of them are Yazidi refugees?
We currently have 23 families who have settled in Armidale. 22 of those families identify as Yazidi. So it's anticipated that another 16 families may arrive by the end of August.
So in general, are there other refugees arriving from other parts of the world?
We've received some families from Syria. Most of those families have made the decision to relocate to another area where they may have family and friends.
Could you briefly explain what resources are available to these newly arrived refugees, especially the Yazidi refugees, considering they've been through a lot?
So I guess something that I'd like to mention is that there has been migrant support present in Armidale for some time, for the past 15 years through Northern Settlement Services. So we work closely with Northern Settlement Services in helping to support the newly arrived families. So when families arrive in Armidale, they receive support through the humanitarian support program delivered by us at SSI. So we help provide the initial settlement for the first 12 to 18 months. And then after the 12, 18 months, there is a process where they continue to receive support through Northern Settlement Services for an additional 5 years. As part of the humanitarian settlement program, they do receive intensive case management support and orientation. The community have been amazing as well. So there's a lot of specialist support in the schools for the children. There is the Adult Migrant English Program run through the Armidale TAFE to support the adults in their learning of English. New South Wales Health provide a lot of support through refugee nurses. And there are also specialists working with clients who have experienced trauma through STARTS.
So there is, psychological help for these refugees?
Yes, that's right.
Now, are there any interpreters provided for these non-English speaking people?
So we have two staff at the moment at the SSI Armidale office who speak Kurdish Kurmanji. We use English where we can and TIS, translating and interpreting services when bilingual guides perhaps aren't available. The support is there to help with the language.
I believe you have a shortage of Kurmanji interpreters.
It is difficult to find people that speak Kurdish Kurmanji because it's not a language that's spoken a lot in this area. So we are looking at hiring additional staff. So if you know anyone who speaks Kurdish Kurmanji, I'm sure SSI Armidale would love to hear from them.
Sure. Now, Samantha, are there any new programs or resources to be provided in the future for these refugees? I mean, the Yazidi ones?
We are still in the early days of their settlement, so we started receiving families in February this year, and we are going with the pace of the Yazidi community. My role, though, as the Community Engagement Coordinator is meeting with the community groups and civic leaders in the Armidale community, and personally I've been overwhelmed by the number of initiatives and projects that have been discussed to me to support the Yazidi newly arrived families in Armidale. So some of those projects, you know, range from arts and culture programs, gardening, horticulture, sporting activities, and employment pathways as well. So we're trying to find spaces as well for men and women and children to connect with each other and the wider Armidale community. There is a volunteer program as well that we run through SSI. We've been really fortunate to have 12 active volunteers at the moment, and we're about to induct another 10 or more volunteers. They provide a lot of ongoing support to the families when it comes to orientation, helping to attend appointments, to navigate ways to TAFE and school and find housing. So the volunteers, very active members in helping with settlement, and they're from the local community and they want to be a part of the settlement process. Yeah, there's a lot going on in Armidale when it comes to future programs, because the response to supporting the families has just been amazing. So with collaboration with Northern Settlement Services and the UNE International Students Hub, we held a multicultural women's evening where women from the Yazidi community came along and made friendships and social connections with women from the Armidale community. The leadership of the local schools has been tremendous. So there is a homework centre whereby children can get that additional support after school. And there's also a specialised playgroup for the younger children, where teachers are undergoing specific training to help support them at that playgroup. Local charities, again, have been incredible with assisting with donations that have been provided by the community, and just in helping to make them those items accessible to the families as well. So there's a lot going on.
Samantha Ayres, Community Engagement Coordinator from SSI in Armidale, thank you for being with us on SBS Kurdish, and thank you for sharing the information with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
لگل SBS رادیو بشی کردین.